Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Look, this is just completely unacceptable because we've talked about ghosting like after one date, which I consider if you don't say anything to them, rude anyway. It just takes one line to say, hey, just not feeling it. At least they know and you haven't ghosted them. It's not disrespectful. But when you're about to move in with somebody, I mean, clearly that is a serious relationship. You're about to take the next step and then he ghosts you, leaving you with no answers at all, that's jacked up. And that's where Stephanie is right now, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay, so what happened with this dude?
I have no clue. I'm at the end of a divorce, so I have to sell my house. I'm talking like weeks. He has some of my stuff at his house, like my blender, towels, stuff like that. I just came home one day from his house, and on my way home, I get home, I go to text that I'm home, and find out I'm completely blocked. I'm blocked.
I'm curious.
I try to call. Yeah.
I'm curious because I haven't been blocked via text. So when you try
via
to send
text,
yeah,
when via you Facebook,
wow,
I had my friend call. No answer. Nothing.
She's venting at this point. You just let her go.
I know.
She deserves it.
When you send a text, what does it send back to you?
Just nothing. Nothing. No response.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. Did you say you were getting divorced?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've been separated since last year.
All right, so you've been separate, but living with...
I mean, the divorce hasn't gone through. You know, court system's very slow. Mm-hmm. And I have to sell the house, and finally the house is selling in a couple of weeks.
All right, so do I have this right? So you're living with your ex-husband now. Correct?
No, I'm living alone now. I've been living alone for a year.
And it's the boyfriend that you're supposed to be moving in with?
Yes.
And he's like gone nowhere. Okay.
Yes. He's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's somewhere. He's at his house with some of my stuff. And I drove home. He lives in another state, uh-huh, 2 hours away. And I drove home and... When I got home, I went to call and nothing. I mean, it just went straight to voicemail.
How long has it been since you've spoken to him?
3 weeks.
And how long were you guys going out with each other?
Oh, months. Probably about 3 months, but it was very serious. I mean, it was serious enough that we were moving in together.
Initially, I thought maybe he just got cold feet and didn't want to do the move, but the fact that he took the time to block you on every single platform, it feels like he found something else.
Right within those 2 hours of my drive home.
And
everything was fine as I was leaving. It was kiss, kissy, kiss. Call me when you get home. Be safe.
And how long have you known this guy? You said you've been dating a couple of months, but how long have you known him?
I've known him that long. I mean, we were in love. I mean, we cried over each other. We were not going to let each other go. And it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And I have no idea what happened. I would love to know. What did I do?
Is this the first guy you've dated since your separation and an impending divorce?
Not dated,
okay,
but serious about, yes.
Gotcha. And how did the two of you meet?
We met through a dating app.
Okay. Mm.
So what is it you would like from us to try to reach out to him and do one of these ghosting things and see if he'll at least answer us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm very interested.
And she did last night. We talked, and she gave me his cell phone number and his address. So we'll see if he blocks me.
So you're not reaching out to this guy to get back with him. You just want answers as to what happened.
I'm not taking this man back. No.
Yeah.
That was mean. That was just mean.
It was heartless.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that was heartless. Now I am scrambling to find someplace. There are waiting lists all over the place here.
Sure.
I need to move like 1,000 miles away now.
Dang.
To get someplace I can afford.
All right, so let's do this. Let's at least take care of what we can take care of. So Tommy's got all the info. We'll try to text this dude. We'll try to call this dude. We'll try to get you some answers. And if he won't talk to you, maybe we can even work out some kind of arrangement where you can go and get your stuff.
I just want my blender and towels.
She wants to be able to make some frozen margs to drown her sorrows.
All right, Stephanie, hang with us for a couple of days here, and let's see if we can get this guy to respond to us, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
That's bananas.
I mean, you're about to move in with somebody?
That's a lie.
Dude.
The Burt Show.